From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming, voanews.id.
Hello, VOI listener. Welcome back with me, Rahma. In today's edition, we will present some segments to you, beginning from news, spotlight of the week, and other interesting info, as well as Indonesian songs. Well, listener, we begin with news, so stay with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, on the frequency 3325 kHz, and website voinews.id.
This is Voice of Indonesia with the news. First, the headlines. Indonesia to propose projects worth $9.6 billion at the World Water Forum. National Women's Conference focuses on equality and inclusivity. Now the news in detail. The Indonesian government will propose strategic water-related projects worth $9.6 billion at the 10th World War Forum, which will take place from May the 18th until 25th in Bali. Secretary General of the Ministry of Public Works and Public Housing, Mohammed Zainal Fatah, on the sidelines on the 10th World Water Forum or WWF coordination meeting on Saturday, said. However, he did not provide more details on the projects or activities that will be proposed. He informed that the projects are currently being curated and selected by the Ministry of National Development Planning. He expressed the hope that the forum, which will discuss the future of water needs, will produce concrete outcomes considering the importance of the issue of water. The second Indonesian National Women's Conference in Bali on Saturday aimed to ensure the strengthening of the principles of equality and inclusive women's participation. Minister of Women Empowerment and Child Protection Bintang Puspayoga, in a statement issued by her ministry, said that the activity was a form of the government's commitment to empower women, people with disabilities, and marginalized groups. The participants of the conference included civil society organizations and women-friendly and child-caring villages assisted by the ministry. The partners of the Indonesia-Australia Partnership Towards an Inclusive Society or INCLUSI program and community organizations that focus on women, children, disabled people, and marginalized groups also took part in the event. Indonesian Minister of State-Owned Enterprises Erick Thohir on Saturday urged the state companies to adopt a more aggressive approach to seeking new business opportunities amid escalating geopolitical tensions. He said that state-owned enterprises should view the renewed hostilities between Iran and Israel not as an obstacle but as an opportunity to drive business development through strategic corporate actions. State-owned enterprises must maintain business momentum, demonstrating to the global community that Indonesia can achieve stable economic growth despite the uncertainties posed by geopolitical tension, he said. He stressed that strategic partners and investors play a crucial role in facilitating successful public listing for state companies. Explosions echoed over an Iranian city on Friday in what sources said was an Israeli attack, but Tehran played down the incident and indicated it had no plans for retaliation, a response that appeared gauged towards averting region-wide war. Iran's foreign minister said the drones, which the sources said Israel launched against the city of Isfahan, were mini drones and that they had caused no damage or casualties. The limited scale of the attack and Iran's muted response appeared to signal a successful effort by diplomats who have been working to avert all-out war since an Iranian drone and missile attack on Israel on Saturday. Turkish President Tayyip Erdogan discussed efforts to deliver humanitarian aid to Gaza and reach a fair and lasting peace in the region during a meeting with Hamas leader Ismail Haniyeh in Istanbul on Saturday, his office said. It was the first meeting between Erdogan and a Hamas delegation headed by Haniyeh since Israel began its military offensive in the Gaza Strip. Haniyeh's visit to Turkey took place 3 days after he met Turkish Foreign Minister Hakan Fidan in Doha. The visit took place amid escalating regional tensions following Israel's reported attack on Iran this week. Erdogan stressed that Israel should not benefit from the developments between Iran and Israel and that it is important to make efforts that will draw attention to Gaza again. The U.S. House of Representatives on Saturday, with broad bipartisan support, passed a $95 billion legislative package providing security assistance to Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan over bitter objections from Republican hardliners. The legislation now proceeds to the Democratic Majority Senate, which passed a similar measure more than 2 months ago. U.S. leaders from Democratic President Joe Biden to stop Senate Republican Mitch McConnell had been urging embattled Republican House Speaker Mike Johnson to bring it up for a vote. The Senate is set to begin considering the House-passed bill on Tuesday with some preliminary votes that afternoon. Final passage was expected sometime next week, which would clear the way for Biden to sign it into law. As of April the 10th, Vietnam's bank credit grew 1.34% against the end of 2023, indicating that the economy has begun to absorb a capital. This information was revealed by Deputy Governor of the State Bank, Dao Minh Thu, at a press briefing on Friday. Experts have predicted credit growth to reach 14% to 15% this year. The rebound of credit growth is evidence of the positive impact of the state bank's monetary policy, including low interest rates that have been stimulating production and business. That was the end of the news. I'm Anna Trijayakasih, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. This week's spotlight is on President Joko Widodo and Chinese Foreign Minister discuss development of transportation modes in Nusantara. President Joko Widodo, when receiving a courtesy call from Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi at the Presidential Palace in Jakarta on Thursday, encouraged China to develop a modes of transportation in Indonesia's new capital, Nusantara, East Kalimantan. Indonesian Foreign Minister Retno Marsudi, after accompanying the President in the meeting with Wang Yi, revealed, apart from that, President Joko Widodo also discussed the continuation of the Jakarta-Bandung high-speed train project and encouraged the transfer of technology from China to Indonesia. In this case, the President highlighted the importance of accelerating the completion of the feasibility study for extending the route of the fast train to Surabaya. Furthermore, President Joko Widodo also encouraged China to immediately realize investment in the petrochemical industry in North Kalimantan. They also discussed cooperation to support food security between the two countries. According to Minister Retno Marsudi, Indonesia and China view the importance of food security, so they both highlight the increasing agricultural cooperation, especially for rice, horticulture, and also durian, among others by studying China's agricultural modeling. The President also emphasized the importance of Indonesia and China increasing mutually beneficial economic cooperation by further increasing and balancing bilateral trade volumes. According to Minister Retno Marsudi, President Joko Widodo also hopes that the opening of market access for Indonesian products to China will continue, including the completion of protocols for importing Indonesian agricultural and fisheries products. A more detailed discussion of economic cooperation was discussed at the Indonesia-China High-Level Dialogue Cooperation Mechanism meeting in Labuan Bajo, East Nusa Tenggara on Friday. Indonesian delegation was led by the coordinating minister in the maritime affairs and investment sector, Luhut Binsar Panjaitan, and Foreign Minister Retno Marsudi, while the Chinese side was represented by Foreign Minister Wang Yi. With a trade volume reaching more than $127 billion, China is Indonesia's largest trading partner. China is also one of the largest foreign investors in Indonesia, with an investment value of more than $7.4 billion last year. That was this week's Spotlight. I'll start today in history with April the 21st, 1879, the birth date of Kartini, now known as Kartini Day in Indonesia. April the 21st, 1879 was the birth date of Raden Ajeng Kartini, who was known as a pioneer of the revival or emancipation of Indonesian indigenous women. Raden Ajeng Kartini, or known as Kartini, is a depiction of a noble woman in Jawa at that time who was restricted from pursuing higher education and isolated for years and was only really allowed to live in 1898. Kartini's struggle began when she founded a special school for girls in Jepara. At the school, they were taught basic knowledge including how to sew, embroider, and cook. Kartini also often wrote letters to her friends in the Netherlands, among others Rosa Abendanon, containing her desire to raise the status of Indonesian women. After Kartini died, G.H. Abendanon collected and recorded letters that Kartini had sent to his friends in Europe. At that time, Abendanon served as Minister of Culture, Religion and Crafts of the Dutch East Indies. The book is entitled Door Duisternis tot Licht, which literally means from darkness to light. In Kartini's letters, her thoughts about social condition at that time, especially about the condition of native women, were expressed. She wants women to have the freedom to gain knowledge and study. Kartini's birthday is now celebrated as a National Memorial Day. Moving on to April 21, 2009, the World Digital Library inaugurated. The World Digital Library is an international digital library managed by UNESCO and the United States Library of Congress. This library was inaugurated on April 21, 2009 and is intended as a reference source for primary documents for various important world documents that can be accessed free of charge. I'll end today in history of Voice of Indonesia with April 21, 2002, World Creativity and Innovation Day first observed. World Creativity and Innovation Day was established by the United Nations based on a resolution. World Creativity and Innovation Day aims to remind the importance of creativity and innovation in all aspects of human development. Citizens and organizations in more than 50 countries around the world have commemorated World Creativity and Innovation Day, which was first observed on April 21, 2002. That was today in history.
More from Indonesia is coming up shortly. Stay tuned with us, Voice of Indonesia.
VOI listener, in this week's listener's mailbag, we would like to thank our dear listeners, wherever you are, who have sent their letters or emails containing reception reports on our broadcast. Now let's start answer their letters or emails. First, I would like to reply to an email from Dieter Grund in Germany. He was listening to our broadcast through 7780 kHz via WRMI USA on April 7, 2024 at 8:35 to 9 UTC and the SINPO was 43333. Hello sir, thank you so much for monitoring our broadcast. As your request, I will send a QSL card to your address as soon as possible. As appreciation, here is a beautiful song special for you. Enjoy.
Don't you know it is tearing me up on the inside? When I first laid eyes on you, baby, I am drunk of your love and can't get rid of it. Feels like it attached right down to my heart. Can you feel it? My blood is boiling, melting down, and I love it. Drunk of your love like an alcoholic. I can't get enough of your love burn. I know we don't even need to hurry, but the love is like bad habit, and tonight I need to have it. Can't get enough.
your sweet lips over to me and hug me tight. Every single thought of you make me high. I ain't tryna be naughty, but you know what's up. I love you and that's the thing I won't deny. Can you feel it? My blood is boiling, melting down and I love it. Drunk of your love like an alcoholic, I can't get enough of your love. I know we don't even need to hurry, but your love is like bad habit, and tonight I need to have faith. But every time I pause, I still think of you. I thought I'm going crazy every time I do, but you're my medication when I'm missing you. Whatever other bitches try to lie about you, for some reason my heart can't let go of you. You make my world shine like a star, like a moon in the dark, can't get enough of you. I know we don't even need to hurry, but the love is like bad habit, and tonight I need to have faith.
Of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
You're still tuned to Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world on the frequency 3325 kHz and website voinews.id. Today's edition will give information on My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
My Indonesia today is on AIEDO selects 40 candidates for anti-doping educators. The Indonesian Anti-Doping Organization AIEDO selected 40 candidates to become professional anti-doping educators who will educate athletes in the country through the Educational Presenter Program. General Chairman Gatot S. Dewabroto, as quoted by Antara in Jakarta on Thursday, said that the selection process had just completed the virtual interview stage for 40 candidates, which took place in stages and separately from a total of 278 applicants. The registrants came from various regions such as West Jawa, Jakarta, and Maluku. Apart from that, they also come from various professions such as lecturers, sport coaches, doctors, or medical teams, as well as active and former athletes. Gatot Dewabroto emphasized that if selected, they don't have to give up their profession and can continue to reside in their respective areas of origin. This is important to know because the activities are incidental, not every day or week, and their existence is to support AIEDO's educational staff. Furthermore, he explained, anti-doping education has now become one of the priorities of the World Anti-Doping Agency WADA in recent years. Therefore, AIEDO must also be responsive so that anti-doping education can be more evenly distributed in the country. As a consequence, he said, at the 2024 National Sports Week or PON in Aceh and North Sumatra, it will no longer just be a sampling activity or testing, but also education and investigation, although the dominant one is still testing. So this is different from a number of events in the previous PON or National Sports Weeks. He added that the Educational Presenter Program selection was the first in Indonesia and even the first in the Southeast Asian region. This is what made WADA also give special appreciation to AIEDO for its initiative and courage in carrying out the selection program. That was my Indonesia today.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, now we will reply to an email from David Foster in Australia. He was listening to English program of our broadcast through 7780 kHz on April 14, 2024 at 8 to 8:20 UTC. Hello, sir. Thank you for sending the reception report of our broadcast in detail. I will send QSL card immediately, so please be patient. Keep listening to Voice of Indonesia.
I'm a little while ago, glad that you said hello. Meet me here and there, I can't say no, words out of mouth, let's go. Feel the sparks all the way, never feeling this way. Really brought the sun in my gloomy rainy day. Go out everywhere we wanna go, don't care about the bills, no. Never ever written days unfold, butterflies fill in my soul. Every mile we've been through, feeling like dreams come true. It's obvious we're meant to be together.
Indonesia is coming up shortly. Stay tuned with us, Voice of Indonesia.
Thank you for joining the English program from Voice of Indonesia. For the next segment, we'll present Indonesian Wonder, which tells about Indonesian tourism and local wisdom.
Indonesian Wonder today is featuring Skilot from Pasuruan District, East Jawa. Residents in Tambak Lekok Village, Lekok Subdistrict Pasuruan, East Java have their own way of celebrating Lebaran Ketupat, which is held 1 week after Idul Fitri, that is by holding the skillot or surfing on mud competition. This competition, which has become a cultural tradition for residents for decades, is usually followed by dozens of participants from representatives of villages throughout the Lekok sub-district. According to the story, the tradition of surfing on mud is a habit of residents while looking for shells and crabs on the coast. To make it easier, they use a kind of surfboards. Skillot itself comes from two words, ski, which is actually an English word, and scelot in Madurese, which means mud. So, skillot means skiing on mud. In this match, the participants who have gathered since 7 a.m. will compete quickly by surfing on the mud. To do this, one leg is bent on a surfboard made of wood about 1 meter long and 45 to 50 centimeters wide, while the other leg paddles. There are no special requirements for participants to take part in this competition. You just need to be strong enough to navigate the track. Usually, the organizer provides 4 routes. Its track is approximately 1.5 meters wide with a rope tied with colorful flags. Participants simply draw lots on which route they will start. The skillot competition is not only attended by adults, but also by children who are very enthusiastic about taking part. Everyone who succeeds in becoming a champion will feel proud because he will be called a skilled and capable fisherman at work. Usually, during the skillot competition, various other competitions will also be held, such as decorative boat competitions, rowing boat competition, a boat tug of war, and pencak silat competitions. After watching the competitions, which usually takes place from 7 a.m. to 11 a.m., residents usually proceed to relatives' houses to celebrate the holiday. That was Indonesian Wonder today.
From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program.
Before we end our segment Listener's Mailbag, I will reply an email from Giovanni Vasquez in California, USA. In his email, he said he couldn't figure out the program's contents because of the large amount of noise interfering on 3325 kHz. So he wasn't able to identify the language. Hello, sir. Thank you for listening to Voice of Indonesia. As information, you can watch and also listen to our broadcast at voinews.id. VOI broadcasts in 9 languages, namely English, Spanish, German, Mandarin, Arabic, Japanese, Dutch, French, and also Indonesian, our national language. As appreciation, I will send QSL card as soon as possible. So please be patient. Well, listener, if you have suggestion or criticism, please send to voilisteners@gmail.com. voilisteners@gmail.com. Now, for all of you, I will play a beautiful song to brighten up your day. Let's check this one out.
Jangan ber- pantun musik ini. Goyangkan tubuhmu dan kita bergembira. Yang tua dan yang muda semuanya sama. Kita di sini tiada berbeda. Kita bersatu dan juga bersama-sama. Goyangkan tubuhmu dan kita bergembira. Come on, we can sing together. Come on, we can move together. Let's have fun together. Come on, party on forever. Bersama-sama satukan semangat kita. Hilangkan prasangka yang memisahkan kita. Tunjukkan pada punya cinta. Sekarang saatnya. One, two, three. Come on, we can sing together. Come on, we can move together. Come on, let's have fun together. Come on, party on forever.
Coming up next, we have two programs in a row called Miscellany and Music Corner. Enjoy!
Miscellany today is on Faculty of Engineering of the University of Indonesia, rises 15 ranks in QS World University Ranking 2024. The Faculty of Engineering of the University of Indonesia continues to demonstrate achievements at the international level by successfully ranking 320th in the world in the subject of engineering and technology in the ranking of the Quaquarel Simons World University Ranking, or QS World, by subject 2024. This position has increased 15 points from the previous year, namely ranked 335th in the world. As quoted from the official website of the University of Indonesia, the Dean of the Faculty of Engineering, Professor Harry Hermansyah, said that based on the ranking issued by QS World 2024 for broad subject engineering, the Faculty of Engineering is the second place in Indonesia, 11th in South Asia, and 99th in Asia. What is extraordinary, continued Professor Harry, is four fields of study at the faculty were recognized as the best fields of engineering study in Indonesia in the QS World 2024 specific subject. The four fields of study which are included in the best engineering studies in Indonesia are namely architecture and built environment with first position in Indonesia, 10th in Southeast Asia, and 64th in Asia, and 151 to 200 in the world. Then chemical engineering, which is also took first place in Indonesia. Next, electrical and electronic engineering, which is ranked the first in Indonesia. And finally, the mechanical engineering study field succeeded in achieving the first place in Indonesia and the 10th in Southeast Asia, 109th in Asia, and 301 to 350 world. The ranking of universities in the world based on the field of science is determined based on an assessment of five indicators, namely academic reputation, the results of a global survey conducted among graduate users and academics, followed by a number of research citations achieved by the university per paper in that subject, all citation data sources from Elsevier Scopus, the H index, which measures the productivity and impact of published academic research, and the International Research Network. That was Miscellany.
Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Lihat peluang, buka mata, lihat dirimu, tak masalah, gapai mimpimu. I stick to the plan, and I don't give a damn. No need to worry, we gonna be alright.
Sometimes I need to slow.
Lalu biar jadi masalah, lu yang negatif biar jadi yang enak, lu
ayo coba.
Freeze, harus lebih dingin. Peace, tolong didamain. Oh, cheers, tolong dituangin. Lebih santai dikit, kalau panas harus cooling down.
Buka mata, lihat dirimu, tak masalah, gapai mimpi.
Stick to the plan. Don't worry, we gonna be alright.
Sometimes I need to slow.
Siap ambil papan. Bila mereka tetap tenang, ku tetap maju ke depan.
Hey, I don't give a damn. We gon' be alright. Sometimes we need to slow. We gon' be alright. Sometimes we need to slow.
Voice of Indonesia.
VOI listener, in today's music corner, I'll present a song by Salma Salsabil. Salma Salsabil alias Putri Mandaya, or better known as Salma Salsabil, was born on February 12, 2002. She won a noted singing contest in Indonesia in 2023. After becoming a professional singer, she began gaining success as proven by her popular hit single entitled Bunga Hati, which in English means Flower of the Heart. In March 2024, she released her latest single, Rumah, which means home. The song's lyrics tell about the journey of someone who feels tired of the life she's living. She misses the home where she could take shelter and share stories with her family. However, she is determined to continue pursuing her dreams and making her beloved family happy. Well, listener, let's enjoy the song Rumah by Salma Salsabil. Enjoy!
Senyaman di rumah sendiri.
Voice of Indonesia.
Things seem up in the air, and everything is so unfair. You stumble and fall, just pick yourself up and see. You give up, keep your chin up and be happy. Just a ball of cherries. Sometimes it is sweeter filled with worries. Don't be afraid when things go wrong. Just be strong.
When things seem up in the air and everything is so unfair, and you stumble and fall, and just pick yourself up and sing.
One day you lose your way. Just with the music and sing. If one day you lose your way, just remember one thing, my friend. When you wander a cloud, just with the music and dance. If one day you lose your way, just remember that I'm here to
don't you give up.
Well, keep your chin up.
Don't you give up.
Well, keep your chin up.
Keep your chin up.
Voice of Indonesia.
Forever you've been mine.
listener, thank you so much for listening to our English program of Voice of Indonesia through shortwave frequency 3325 and 4750 kHz. Please give your suggestion and criticism through Facebook fan page The Voice of Indonesia, Instagram at @VOI_official, or send an email to voilisteners@gmail.com. I'm Rahma, signing out. Bye-bye.